Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast channel. And I know it's been a while that I've recorded something for you guys, but trust me, I'm working on it. It's just been a lot, having to adjust to so many things just because of the COVID-19 situation. But to be honest, I have had this in my mind, and you know, with everything going on, I've been wondering what topic can I, you know, work on that is, you know, vital to everyone right now. And I just felt like this episode should just be an episode that is spreading hope and support and love to every single one of y'all out there. I know it's a really, really tough situation, and many people are losing family members or friends or loved ones or just close relatives or anyone that is close by or important to you. Even neighbors. And I do know that, by God's grace, we will surpass this, this trial times. This I would even connect to one of my episodes where I talked about stress and how you cope. And I just hope you guys are really doing well in your coping mechanisms and trying to find the good out of this situation. I know for most college students out there like myself, it might be like pretty challenging having to switch to online courses, and you know, that can be challenging, as well as even the faculties. I know having to move, change the syllabus, change the course schedules, change everything in the method of delivering your teaching is gonna be different and challenging. I just want to commend them actually for the hard work they've put in and, you know, assisting us. And also I want to thank the college students too for, like, you know, having to adjust and, you know, go with it. I know there's just a lot to say on this, but I try to minimize it as much as I can. I just wanted this to be a platform of where I can share things with people and you can share things with me. Really, if you guys have a message that you'd like to drop for me, you can drop a voice recording. I'm serious. I've had someone drop a voice recording and sent it to me initially when I started this podcast, and I added it to like my first episode. So I feel like there's a way you can do it. I think it's through the Anchor app. You can just record something when you listen. If you want to reach out to me or just say something that can help others out there, you know, it's a statement of hope, or you know, I just want to share something, or just tell me how you're doing in this trial time. Please do. I just wanted to, you know, let you all know that while we're in this time, it is very, very, very easy for us to fall into the hands of, you know, idleness and not do important things that would probably benefit our lives. I feel this is a period where we look into our minds and think about the things that we should have done better, things that we want to do. In fact, this is the point where you reconcile. This is the point where you reconcile with yourself and reconcile with people out there. This is the point where you try to find peace. I know it might be tough for some people out there who've been struggling with loneliness initially and having to just be on your own at this point, except for people who have families around. Might be challenging for you, but just know that there is probably someone out there that is willing to hear you and, you know, listen to you. And I know that there is no way you can just be alone. You know, you can't be alone. There are people out there that would want to listen to you, okay? And I just know that this might be tough, but take up courage and do not give up at all. Keep pushing, keep getting better, keep filling yourself with positive thoughts, okay? Like I've said in my previous episode, positive affirmations. Tell yourself that, okay? Fill yourself with positivity and positive energy in this. Fear, take it out. Fear is a huge, huge thing. It's a great thing. It's really huge, and it can affect people a great deal. So take out and eliminate fear if it tries to come in. I don't know that like this period, like I said, can create ideas. So I just feel like each and every one of us should just sit back down and try to think about things that would, you know, benefit us, and maybe not just us, but like older people. So this is a time where I feel like you guys should maybe challenge your mind to creativity and think of how you can be very much creative rather than idle, and, you know, do something, do stuff. Find out new things. I'm not saying that things are going to come out from your head and oh boom, suddenly you become one huge scientist or one huge inventor or something like that. But I'm just saying that be creative with whatever it is that you have in your head or whatever it is you have in your mind. Positive creations, please. Be creative in the most positive way that you can be, that would not just benefit yourself but maybe can benefit other people and spread out and also help them during these trial times. I know something that can uplift your spirit, something that can make everybody move along together even when we are far away. I feel this is just a way to let us know that there is really power in personal interpersonal connections and relationship with people, that we have to appreciate one another, because with this situation we keep on missing it. We start missing people, we start missing our friends, families, and all of those stuff. I see this as a way to just to find the good in everything that we do in our daily lives, because we might feel like, oh, this is the end, or oh, you know, there's nothing. Oh yeah, this, you know, or try to make your day feel bad. But I feel like, find the good in it and spread that to us people. I know it's not easy for people to do, but you're giving your best. I mean, no one is perfect, but giving your best. So that's the thing. That's why I'm like, just think about how you can be creative as possible, and trying to reach out to people in that way and through what you've done or what you found out, you know. Just see how you can engage people and engage one another and engage yourselves, you know, and just push everything and let it grow. I just, you know, wanted to put this out there and let you all know that I'm still here, still doing what I'm doing. And if you guys want to communicate, please do reach out to me. You can connect with me through my Instagram page. I'm gonna put it in the description box for this episode, but also I can mention it here. It's chinonye.i. chinonye.i. That is my Instagram page. You can always, you know, hit me up and send me a message. Just let me know that you're talking to me, or you're coming from my podcast, and you just want to reach out, and we could talk. But yeah, just if you want to talk, let me know. We could talk. I'm gonna put the my Instagram handle on the description box also, just in case you didn't get it. But I know it's a really hard time, but we're gonna get past this. The world is a tough place to live in, just remember that. But also remember that we can survive this. We've got each other. I believe in God, and I knew that I've got there's hope in Him. I believe, and I just hope that you all see that too, that there is hope out there, and He's giving us hope, and that we've got each other to, you know, lean on. And let's just keep on spreading positivity out there, spreading love out there, spreading peace out there. It might be tough sometimes, it might be challenging, but that's an enemy trying to like cause confusion between all of us. And I just feel like we should just keep on and try our possible best to just spread love no matter what. What would you gain if you spread hate, you know, being evil against one another? Things that would just put you in a more and more sad and vulnerable and, you know, disappointed and disgusted state. Why not just keep on spreading love? So let's do that, please. Like I said, this is a very short episode to just let you know still here, and just to reach out to all of you in this trial times, and just know that there is, let you all know that there is hope, and you should try and eliminate fear and try not to become idle and find positivity and creativity in this time. Remember, you are not alone. If you want to reach out to me, I already gave my social media handle, I wish I was on Twitter. I was, but I'm currently not on it. Saying hello, if you want to say hello, and then I'm gonna add it to this segment. But I just hope you all are doing really, really, really well out there. And I just want to let you all know that you should keep on keep up with the social distancing and isolation. And it might be tough, but let's keep this going and keep up with the cleanliness and good personal hygiene, so that we can all be protected and safe out there. Keep up the good work, guys. Whatever it is that you've been doing, you know, to try and cope, keep it up, and take care of yourselves out there, and be safe. Remember to be safe, and remember to spread love and peace out there. See you guys. Ciao. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Remember to share and remember to post. Thank you. In addition to that, y'all should enjoy this lovely song by a friend of mine. I'm just helping promote the music. It's called Think About Me by Songbird. You can listen on Spotify or Apple Music. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.